Did something happen on the trip to Katmai? She finally asked. Quinn was startled and quickly schooled his expression to neutral. He'd have thought Lacey would have told her family about what happened and her subsequent visit to the hospital. As he stood there, his mind whirring through ways to respond to Marley's question, he realized he shouldn't be surprised. Lacey wouldn't like talking about any problems with her health. He knew perfectly well that even if Lacey's symptoms progressed and a formal MS diagnosis was made, she'd still be able to live the life she wanted, albeit with a few accommodations for treatment and planning if she was in an active period of symptoms. MS was a disease of waxing and waning. Many people went years without a relapse of symptoms. Lacey might never have another episode, although her text about the weird feeling in her legs didn't indicate that. He mentally shook himself. He didn't need to play doctor right now. It would piss Lacey off if he did. He needed to answer Marley's question and figure out how the hell to do so while protecting Lacey's privacy. Why do you ask? He finally countered. Marley crossed her arms and all but glared at him. Okay, what happened? Quinn mentally sighed. How about you tell me what you're worried about? We had a fairly uneventful backcountry trip, all things considered. His words were factually true, given that Lacey's two episodes had been minor and the only thing out of the ordinary that happened. He didn't know how to navigate this with Marley because he knew she and Lacey were close, and Marley was clearly just as perceptive as her sister. Marley let her arms fall and sighed. I don't know. It's only been a few days since she's been home, but she just seems a little off. Something's bothering her, but when I ask, she gets all prickly. Other than that, it's just a gut feeling, a sister thing. Quinn leaned an elbow against the counter beside them and ran a hand through his hair. Look, how about you ask Lacey instead of me? Because she won't tell me anything. Marley threw her hands up in exasperation. Do me a favor and don't put me in the middle. I promise you, if I were seriously concerned about Lacey, I'd let you know. Trust your gut and make her talk to you. That's all I can say. Marley's eyes softened. Okay, I get it. You don't want her to get pissed at you. Well then, I guess I'll have to make her tell me. She's usually the bossy one, but I can be bossy too, she said with a wry grin. She glanced to the clock above the windows. Meet us in the restaurant downstairs at 5:30. Otherwise, make yourself at home and wander around. She gave a small wave and exited the room. When the door clicked shut, Quinn took a deep breath and let it out with a groan. He just half lied to Marley, and he didn't like it one bit. The truth was, he was seriously concerned about Lacey, but not because he was overly concerned about her health. He was concerned about how she was handling what happened. It really could be nothing and never happen again. But it wasn't boding well for Lacey to hide her checkup at the hospital from Marley. In all the time he'd known her, Lacey and Marley had been close. For her to hide something meant it was bothering the hell out of her. He pushed away from the counter and slipped his phone out of his pocket. Instead of wondering how Lacey was doing, he'd go see her.